Good afternoon again, friends. Lovely that you've taken just a few moments to join us for a very short message today from the Word of God. Every year in our church, we begin the year by considering what we would often call a motto text, something that we think about from time to time over the year. And sometimes we have a little calendar or something like this with the motto text on it. The motto text for 2022 for our church is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse number 17. And there's a nice picture there in the background of Wallace Park in Lisburn. Back in the 80s, it was difficult to get a nice picture of Wallace Park, and you probably wouldn't have wanted to hang about too long to try to take one. But it's improved a lot over the years, and there's a lovely picture here of Wallace Park. And the text is 1 Thessalonians 5:17, where the Apostle Paul encourages this church to pray without ceasing. Three short, simple words. It's a text that we can all learn off by heart. Pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse number 17. Prayer is a wonderful blessing. Joseph Scriven in his great hymn said, "Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer." And so many of the great men of God down through history made great statements about prayer. Matthew Henry said, "When God intends great mercy for his people, he first of all sets them a praying." John Wesley said, "God does nothing but an answer to prayer." J.C. Ryle said that prayer is perhaps the most neglected of all the Christian's privileges. And yet every Christian has the opportunity, and we might even say the authority, to really pray and to seek the face of God Almighty. It's not just for people in God's work or for office bearers in the church or missionaries or Sunday school teachers or evangelists. Every Christian is made a high priest, a priest unto God, and we have the opportunity to pray and to really seek the face of God. The Bible says that God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of prayer, whereby we cry, "Abba, Father." So I trust that the year that lies ahead might be a year where we will really seek the face of God, lay hold upon him, pray for a better day. We desperately need God now more than ever. And let's make the most of the opportunities we have to pray publicly, to pray privately, to seek the face of God, to come before him, because he has promised in his word, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land." One old acrostic on the subject of prayer, ACTS, the book of the Acts of the Apostles, A-C-T-S, gives us a little template for prayer. A for adoration, C for confession, T for thanksgiving, S for supplication. Adoration is worship, praising God. Confession, confessing our sin and our need. Thanksgiving, thanking him for who he is, for all that he has done. And then supplication, making our requests known unto him. Just that you'll enter into that spirit of prayer, whoever you are, wherever you're from, and let's make the year that lies ahead a year where we will really know what it is to commune with God and to seek his face. Pray without ceasing.